Okay, joining us on the phone now is Sinead Whirley. Sinead's a resource official at the Fingal Public Participation Network. She's going to tell us all about their training and information programme. Good morning, Sinead. Welcome to Near FM. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on this morning.
Not at all. It's our pleasure. Thank you for coming on to talk to us. Sinead, back to February the 20th, you launched your spring information and training program. Maybe just straight up you can explain to people what it's all about.
Well, yes. Well, before I go into that, I'll just maybe mention about the Public Participation Network. As I would have mentioned that I am the resource worker with the Fingal PPN, which is a public participation network. And this is a structure that's across every county in Ireland. They basically would have responsibilities for appointing a local representative onto decision-making committees within the local authorities. So PPN in Fingal would have approximately about maybe 23, 24 representatives that would sit on county council committees, informing them of what the issues are in the community, representing the views of the community, and bringing it back, information back into the community again. And as part of the role of the PPN, it is supporting these reps, but there's also the other part of our role, which is around information and training of community groups, and that leads us into what our launch was in February.
Okay.
So basically, as you mentioned, in February we did launch our training program. It's our second run of training. The PPN would have set up in 2015, and the first year would have been very much consumed with, you know, representation onto committees, supporting the reps. So it was only towards the latter end of 2016 that we focused our sights on enhancing the skills of community groups, and we would have ran a brief training program that would have looked at, giving information to groups on how to organise a community event, information on the new Charities Act that was out, also information around, understanding your local government, how are decisions made in local government, how is funding spent. So there's kind of different types of training around that. And on foot of the training we ran last year, we carried out a consultation with our member groups. It's about 461 groups that are registered with Fingal PPN. And we asked them what kind of training they like to see. And it varies. Some groups very much, you know, went to training particularly on, social media. How can they, as an organisation, promote their community group, get new membership in through the medium of using social media? Other groups then would have had, a different level of information needs or training needs, which would be around, the county development plan is coming out in 2017. We want to know what's in that plan. We want information around how that plan operates, how it affects our lives. So from that and from the consultation we carried out, we developed the 2017 training program, spring training program. And basically, it looks at, like, for example, this coming Wednesday, we have training on funding opportunities, specifically to the Dublin Rural Leader funding, and also Clancredo funding that's available for community groups. And the following week, we have not necessarily training, but there's a big public consultation that's going on mm-hmm. in relation to the Fingal Library Development Plan. Really important opportunity for groups and community people and individuals to come along, tell the library services, how they experience the library service, how they would like to see it developed in future years. So, and basically shape the service. So we're facilitating consultation on that with the library services. And our other training session that's taking place in April would be an information session on the development plan within Fingal County Council.
Yeah, because it is, as you say, especially with volunteer groups and communities need volunteer groups for all kind of different, and they spring up in all kinds of different guises. And it is sometimes just getting that information, isn't it? Finding out where you get proper funding from, who can help you, who can't help you, stuff like that. It can be a bit of a minefield, especially for people when they're just kind of starting up.
It is an absolute minefield, and there is no doubt that we have this mantra here within the PPN that, that the volunteering volunteerism in the county community groups, they are the bedrock of a community. You have groups that are doing work that no paid service would deliver. They're working with young people, volunteering the evening times, or working with older people, bringing them out socially, social entertainment for them. They are, you know, the volunteer that's out, you know, training the local GAA team, the volunteer that's visiting somebody who's ill at home. So there's an abundance of work of volunteers. And it's not that it's not acknowledged, but volunteers, as they are in volunteer groups there, they're so consumed with the work they do that it's important that they're supported when they're doing this work. And there's a lot of opportunities for funding out there, and there's a lot of opportunities for groups for training, opportunities for groups to feed in consultations and the community, which is really important. So it's trying to get information out to them, trying to get them involved and be involved in what's happening, or not what's happening in their community, but be involved in the planning and development of their communities. Mm. The whole principle behind the public participation networks is that there was concerns, and it was across Europe back in the early 2000s, that there wasn't enough community feed into how policies have been developed, how funding was being spent. Yeah. And as a result, you would have a disjoint between what happens in a community and what the actual community people need. So there was a number of particular task force that were set up, and one of them was the Active Citizenship Task Force that looked at this and said, we need to involve people and local people at the beginning of the whole process and get them to feed into as to how what they would like to see in their community and what services they'd like to see and where they'd like to see the money being spent. So this kind of led into this idea where we need representation at local committees within a council. So particularly here in Fingal County Council, we would have 8 committees which focus in the area of housing, planning, water and environment, would look at arts, heritage, community, economic, enterprise, tourism. And in each one of those committees, you would have a representative from the PPN sitting with council officials and county councillors, and they would be bringing up the issues from the community and would also be feeding back those issues on a monthly basis back to the wider PPN membership. So there's a good flow of information up and down, and there's kind of real participation at these committees, which is very important to ensure that, you know, service delivery is meeting the needs of community.
Yeah, it's hugely important, as you say. It's that kind of two-way street kind of flow back and forward, because with the best will in the world, everybody can't cover everything. And, you know, sometimes it's when a small group who might be just in one little corner of a locality or something come along, and then you realise that there's a need for focus on infrastructure or finance or funding or whatever for that group, and it otherwise wouldn't come to the fore or wouldn't be noticed or realised.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like groups, because they're so overstretched and they do completely focus on, well, we're here, for example, as a youth group, so we're here to open 3 evenings a week for a service for our young people in the community. And they don't have the time or the energy and the effort to look beyond, or God, maybe if we could apply for funding, or maybe we could, you know, approach a local community. There's a lot of community, a lot of services in the community, in addition to, you know, there's a service called the PSYCAP, Social Inclusion Community Activation Programme. There's a community office in Fingal County Council. They're always out to support groups, help them to, they will provide training, they provide skilling for members of their committee, they provide finance, and that support is out there. But groups sometimes, because they're very consumed in their day-to-day service, are not able to maybe kind of look beyond that. So the whole idea behind the PPN is, and by a network in general, is that, you know, working in isolation, you know, it's great to a level, but the stronger, the more the groups come together, the stronger they come. The more they, like, we even find that the sessions we ran last year, and the very fact that we would hold every month monthly meetings around those issues of housing, transportation, arts, heritage, community, and so on. But the very fact that groups are meeting and they're exchanging information, because a lot of the issues and areas are common. So, you know, you can very much kind of find that there is a big issue around, you know, maybe gang culture in some of our communities. Mm-hmm. There is a big issue around, you know, safety in out in rural communities in Fingal. And as a result of that, like, they can come together, you know, and bring those issues as a collective group, as opposed to one individual group bringing it on their own. So there's more strength in numbers and volumes. Mm-hmm. And that's what the role of the PPN is, to support groups, to help kind of organise them so they can you know, bring forward issues, lobby, feed into consultations, and get the views of the community up into the levels where they need to go, into the local authorities and up into government as well. Yeah. Like it's only recently there are the three other PPNs in Dublin, which would be Dublin City, South County Dublin, and Dunleary right down. We would have come together to organise. We're currently organising a consultation on it. At the moment, there's a massive consultation going on around the 2040 National Framework Policy. This is a big document that's going to basically shape the development of the country, and particularly in Dublin, as well over the next 20 years. And it's out at the moment. I don't know if there's a lot of attention of groups and individuals are aware of this, but as PPNs, we are trying to coordinate a response from the PPN to submit to the department in around, well, look, this is how people in the community would like to see the development in Dublin and generally in the country as well. So it's always trying to kind of put forward, the PPN's role in putting forward, supporting, you know, community to bring those issues up to a level, because that's hard. It's very difficult for mm-hmm. community groups, as you say, when they're on the day-to-day, you know, volunteering, to kind of think at that level of, well, we need to raise our issues, we need to tell, you know, different departments, informed departments, as to how we like to see, how we want our community to be, how we want to live, work and play in our community.
Yeah, and
and that's one of the roles.
Yeah, and it's such a fluid situation as well, and there's so many factors that feed into how things develop, the needs might develop in a community. I mean, if we take even the last 10 years, we've gone through boom and bust, and we're kind of back on the way, you know, bust. I won't say we're back mm-hmm. on the way to boom yet, but we're back on the way, you know, bust. And, you know, even, you know, global circumstances have a local effect, and it's a constantly changing environment that you have to kind of keep on top of. And having that, as you say, mm-hmm. two-way street is hugely important.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And this is the opportunity. And as I say, there's a lot of opportunities for communities to, as I said, you know, feed up, inform local government and national government on what they want to see. And sometimes it's not happening, and it's not happening because, you know, timelines around consultation might be very tight. There's usually around a 4-week timeline by the time a group mobilises themselves to kind of put a response together. Documents that come out can be very intimidating. So, but at the same time, the PPN is trying to kind of, I guess, develop a role as an intermediate to, you know, look at, let's try to facilitate consultation, whether it's a case, for example, in the library development plan that we're doing next week, you know, we're holding a meeting, the consultant mm-hmm. will come along and they will facilitate the discussion and write up the issues and the ideas that come from the members and send that back into the library department in relation to this 2040 plan. It's an online survey. Mm-hmm. We're asking the questions of the groups. What is your opinion on housing? What's your opinion on education? What's your opinion on your community? And all those will be formulated and put forward as a submission then from the four PPNs, which is really important. It's kind of, you know, if you can't get in at this level to raise the issues and give the ideas, then it's very difficult at later on to influence policy.
Absolutely, indeed. Well, you've got, as you say, 6 free information and training events coming over. You've done one already, I think. Is that correct?
We had social media last week, so yeah. Great turnout. We had about 31 groups that attended, and of varying abilities, myself included. And the whole idea was using the medium of social media to promote your groups. Like, social media is phenomenal in terms of, you know, advertising what's happening in your community, informing your members and gaining your membership. So we looked at, you know, very briefly, we looked at, you know, the role of Facebook and how you access Facebook and submit a post. It was really practical. To then looking at Twitter and the same approach. But what we did discover was, yeah, we definitely need, you know, a full session on Facebook on its own and a full yeah. session on Twitter. So I will definitely be announcing all our trainings. If you go to fingerppn.ie, you will find information on all our training programs and an opportunity to register.
Yeah.
And it would have a lot of information about what the role of the PPN is, what consultations, if any group is interested in making a submission to the 2040 National Planning Framework, there'd be an opportunity on the website as well to do that. So it'll be a good opportunity for, and if people wanted to find information, to go onto the www.fingerppn.ie. again, they'll find all the information necessary. And we would encourage, if groups aren't registered with us, like for a group to be registered, they need to be based in Fingal, and obviously a lot of your listenership would be Dublin City as well, but there's the Dublin City PPN too.
Yeah.
So if you just Google it, you'll find the necessary details for that. But we would encourage groups to, you know, even for loans for getting information, it's worth it. You know, I would every month, and my colleagues would circulate information on funding opportunities, on training, on consultations that are taking place, on local services that are in your area and how they can support you. And that alone is massive for any community group to get that support.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Sinead, thanks so much for coming on and explaining to us what the PPN is all about and what the training and information programs are all about. As you know, I know myself from being members of volunteer groups, it's great to get that support and that backup, and to be able to just have, for want of a better description, a one-stop shop where you can get a lot of excellent information and people point you in the right direction. And as you say, anyone wants information, they can go to www.fingalppn.ie or email ppn@fingal.ie. Is that correct?
That's right. Thank you very much, Mark.
Not at all, Sinead. Listen, thanks so much for talking to us. We should look forward to talking to you again in the future.
See you again. Definitely. Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Sinead. Take care. Bye-bye.